Luke 16:1-17, the parable of the dishonest manager. So do you remember last week's gospel reading? If not, that's okay. I did mostly make the service about myself and rambled on and on. And I can make no promises to not ramble on and on today. However, if I am, I give you permission to throw something at me or grab the shepherd's hook and pull me off the stage. Well, last week's gospel reading was Luke 15:1-10, the parable of the lost sheep, along with the parable of the lost coin. Today's gospel reading is from Luke chapter 16, verses 1-13, the parable of the dishonest manager. So do you see a connection or pattern forming within these parables? If I'm being honest with all of you, I was today years old when I wrote this, so a few days older now, when it dawned on me. These parables aren't from a different time during Jesus' ministry or spoken at different functions for different people. These parables are being consecutively told. So who were these parables told to? Well, we know in Luke 16:1, then Jesus said to the disciples, so that he's talking to the disciples. But Christ is talking to more than just the disciples. If we keep reading in Luke chapter 16, verses to 17, the Pharisees, who were lovers of money, heard all of this, and they ridiculed him. So he said to them, you are those who justify yourselves in the sight of others, but God knows your hearts, for what is prized by human beings and is abomination in the sight of God. The law and the prophets were in effect until John came. Since then, the good news of the kingdom of God is proclaimed, and everyone tries to enter it by force. But it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for one stroke of a letter in the law to be dropped. So this we know is to be the same occurrence as in Luke chapter 15, verses 1-2. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to him, and the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, this fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them. So why does this matter, you may be asking yourself. Is there any point in knowing the context in which this was written? Of course. That's the key to understanding and applying scripture to our daily lives. We must remember and never forget that this book, which we call the Bible, which in Hebrew means many books, and I guess that makes sense, eh? Anyway, this book that we call the Bible is not meant, nor was it written to be taken 100% literally, and the end all be all. The yesterday, today, and tomorrow the same. This beautiful and extraordinary book was not written with us here today in mind. Scripture was written for the people, the places, and the time of biblical times. So we must remember to take in the historical, cultural, and social and societal context in which all scripture was written. This doesn't mean we shouldn't read it or try to understand it and apply it to ourselves today. As we know, Christ used parables, and parables are short stories, much like children's books. You may not know this, but the disciples weren't the smartest cookies in the cookie jar. So Christ created and spoke in parables that were easy to understand in order to get his message across. Luckily enough for us, these parables truly transcend time, or sadly enough, show how much the world really hasn't changed. Even today, we see the same issues and people that Jesus is describing. Jesus is talking about a dishonest manager. This manager is like an accountant who is in charge of a wealthy individual's assets, property, business, and finances. So is Christ's message saying becoming an accountant is wrong? That this honest manager is solely going against God because of his job? Of course not. So what exactly is the problem then? It is exactly what is said at the start of this parable. Luke 16:1. Then Jesus said to the disciples, there's a rich man who had a manager, and charges were brought to him that this man was squandering his property. This individual was wasting his boss's money, time, in a reckless and foolish manner. As we know, it isn't his wealth, so we know he isn't hoarding wealth and being selfish as a rich man, which is an issue of all eternity. As the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, so you may find yourselves confused and wondering, what the heck is going on then? What is the point? What is the issue? Why is our minister still talking? Well, I'm coming to an end, and I hope all answers will be revealed. Maybe. So the point of these parables is very simple. Jesus himself even reveals the why in Luke 16:13. No slave can serve two masters, for a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. So did you catch it? It's very simple. It's that last line. You cannot serve God and wealth. So is Jesus saying money or wealth is evil? Is the root of all evil? Is bad? No, he isn't. What he is saying is being selfish, not listening, following what the one in charge is saying, thinking you know better and are in charge simply because you have a small role within a bigger picture. That is what is being addressed. That is what we can take from this parable into our daily lives. We are but a small part of God's creation. A small part, yes, but play an important, bigger part for God. God wants us to be this dishonest manager. You might be thinking, whoa, hold your horses. Pastor Shane, did you smoke what they call the devil's lettuce? Or grass, dope, Mary Jane, Aunt Mary, skunk, cripple, daga, dinky dow, ganja, good giggles, hot stick, jolly green giant, or whatever you may call it before you wrote this? That sounds like it contradicts everything you just preached. Well, I would say those are very creative terms, and did you use a thesaurus? But I would explain that in Luke chapter 16, verses 5, so summoning his master's debtors one by one, he asked the first, "How much do you owe my master?" Then the dishonest manager goes on to cut the bills for the loans of individuals who owed the master. And this wasn't to help the master or try to keep his job. It was for his own selfish gain, to look good in the eyes of the people, so they would like and accept him despite squandering his master's money. Luke 16:8 states, "And his master commended the dishonest manager because he acted shrewdly. For the children of this age are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light." Like God, this master was joyful for his servant to think, act intelligently, sharp, and with proper judgment by helping the poor and those in need. We are being called to be this dishonest manager, as children of God, to listen to our master, to do what is right, to act now, to do the right thing, to fight for justice, to give to the poor and needy, and give a voice to the voiceless and uplift those in society that society keeps down. Luke 16:9, "And I tell you, make friends for yourself by means of dishonest wealth, so that when it is gone, they may welcome you into the eternal homes. Wealth is not bad. Wealth is not evil. It is what you do and how you do it that determines the outcome. Will you not just listen to God, but hear God and give all you can as you are able? Do what you can as you are able and use the gifts God has given us and every one of us. Or will you listen and squander the things God has blessed and given you to share, as we are nothing and have nothing without the creation? We are simply just a small role with a bigger role within this creation to use and take care of all that is from the Creator."